news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Thursday is Earth Day. What better way to mark the occasion than to host 40 world leaders for a virtual climate summit? President Joe Biden kicked off the event this morning, making news today by announcing that the United States will commit to cutting greenhouse gas emissions by 50 to 52% below 2005 levels by 2030.
We have to take action, all of us. And this summit is our first step on the road we'll travel together, God willing, all of us, to and through Glasgow this November and the UN Climate Change Conference.
The conference runs through Friday. Guilty verdicts in the George Floyd case have renewed hopes that police reform at state and national levels is possible. The Senate's only black Republican, that would be Tim Scott of South Carolina, suggested compromise on the divisive issue of qualified immunity. That's the provision that protects officers against personal liability in civil suits. Tim Scott's idea is to shift the accountability from the officers to their departments. Democrats want some sort of reform deal done by the anniversary of George Floyd's death on May 25th. Meanwhile, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, a Republican, announced a police reform bill there with more de-escalation training and better record keeping. This is timely right now because Ohio state officials are investigating the fatal police shooting of a 16-year-old black girl, shown in body camera video appearing to swing at two people with a knife. The girl was identified by relatives in Franklin County Children's Services as Makia Bryant. She was killed just hours after a jury in Minneapolis convicted former police officer Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd. And of course, Bryant's death in Columbus, Ohio, sparked protests there. Bryant's family said she was the one who called 911 requesting protection from other girls who were threatening her and allegedly fighting outside of the house. And before you ask, yep, it happened again. This time, it was Wednesday morning in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where yet another black man was shot and killed by police. The Pasquotank County Sheriff and District Attorney held the all-too-familiar, yet lacking in detail, press briefing.
It's been a tragic day today that started at approximately 8:30 a.m. during a search warrant at 421 Perry Street by Pasquotank County Sheriff's deputies. Andrew Brown Jr. was fatally wounded during this search warrant. We do have body cameras, yes, and they were active. What I can confirm is this was a search warrant. This was a search warrant that was being fulfilled.
And it is indeed a tragic day here in Pasquotank County. What we are looking for at this time will be accurate answers and not fast answers. This will not be a rush to judgment. We're going to wait for that investigation as we're duty bound to do.
And today, Thursday, is the funeral of Daunte Wright, a 20-year-old black man killed by police in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, just a few minutes away from Minneapolis, where Derek Chauvin was found guilty of murdering George Floyd the day before. Well, thankfully, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Wednesday afternoon that the Justice Department is launching a civil investigation of the Minneapolis Police Department to determine whether it, quote, engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing.
The investigation I am announcing today will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests. The investigation will also assess whether the MPD engages in discriminatory conduct and whether its treatment of those with behavioral health disabilities is unlawful. It will include a comprehensive review of the Minneapolis Police Department's policies, training, supervision, and use of force investigations.
Garland's announcement came a day after a jury found former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin guilty on murder and manslaughter charges for the killing of George Floyd. This inquiry is separate from a previously announced federal criminal investigation into whether Chauvin violated Floyd's civil rights. But, as usual, it's one step up, two steps back. A new bill passed by the Florida Senate, proposed by the governor and signed into law by Ron DeSantis on Wednesday, will give people civil immunity for running over protesters. I'm not kidding. The euphemistically referred to anti-riot bill is nothing of the sort. Instead, it criminalizes our First Amendment right to protest. The Orlando Sentinel reporting, quote, "The parts of the bill that most upset Democrats grant civil legal immunity to people who drive through protesters blocking a road, prevent people arrested for rioting or offenses committed during a riot from bailing out of jail until their first court appearance, and impose a 6-month mandatory sentence for battery on a police officer during a riot." It also basically says that you could be charged just for participating in a peaceful protest where some violence occurs. I expect the first legal challenge about, well, yesterday. But similar legislation is making its way through state legislatures around the country. Moving on to COVID, the CDC is putting together new guidance for vaccinated Americans, and the White House has announced new efforts to boost plateauing vaccination rates by offering incentives for businesses to allow their employees to get paid for the time it takes them to go get vaccinated. A new study finds that the risk of fully vaccinated people contracting COVID-19 remains extremely low. In this study, only 2 of these so-called breakthrough infections were reported out of hundreds of vaccinated people. Now, scientists tell us that no vaccine fully protects against a disease, but the high protection rate for these vaccines is reassuring. New research about the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines also show that they don't appear to pose any serious risk during pregnancy. Meanwhile, the pandemic continues to ravage India, where their latest daily tally reported 314,835 new cases. That's the highest one-day case count any country has seen during the pandemic, and the highest daily increase in cases worldwide since the pandemic began. The Senate on Wednesday confirmed Vinita Gupta to the number 3 position in President Biden's Department of Justice. The vote was close, 51-49, with Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican of Alaska, the only Republican to break with her party. Now, without Murkowski's support, Gupta still would have been confirmed, as Vice President Kamala Harris would have used her vote to break the 50-50 tie. Regardless, Gupta will serve as the Associate Attorney General overseeing the department's work on civil litigation and law enforcement matters, which likely will include the civil rights investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department. Gupta served as head of the DOJ Civil Rights Division under former President Barack Obama. And finally, the world is watching. Thousands of people demonstrated in Russia Wednesday in support of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who's on a prison hunger strike and reportedly at death's door. Navalny's chief of staff called the turnout unprecedented, estimating the crowd in Moscow at around 60,000. The Interior Ministry put the number at 6,000. Security forces arrested more than 1,700 people. The protests came on the day of Russian President Vladimir Putin's annual address to the nation. He didn't mention Navalny, but he warned that anyone who, quote, organizes any provocations that threaten our core security will regret this like they've never regretted anything before, end quote. He also warned foreign powers not to cross any red lines in opposing Russia. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.